Pashan Kusha Ekadashi. The glories of Pashan Kusha Ekadashi, which occurs during the waxing moon in the month of September-October, is described in Brahma Vaivarta Puran in the conversation between Lord Krishna and Maharaj Yudhishthir. Maharaj Yudhishthir said, "O Madhusudan, what is the name of the Ekadashi that occurs during the waxing moon in the month of September-October? Please be kind and explain this to me." Lord Krishna replied, "O best of the kings, the name of this Ekadashi is Pashan Kusha Ekadashi. Now please hear from me the glories of this Ekadashi, which destroys all one's sins. Some people also call this Ekadashi as Papan Kusha Ekadashi. One should specially worship Lord Padmanabh on the day of this Ekadashi. This Ekadashi awards a person the heavenly pleasures, liberation and his desired results. Just by chanting the holy names of Lord Vishnu, one can attain all piety of visiting all holy places on planet Earth. If a conditioned soul, in spite of indulging in various sinful activities due to illusion, takes shelter and offers obeisances at the lotus feet of Lord Hari, who is expert in delivering the fallen souls, then such a person does not have to go to hell. Those Vaishnavas who criticize Lord Shiva and those Shaivites who criticize Lord Vishnu are both undoubtedly the result one obtains by performing 1,000 horse sacrifices or by performing 100 Rajasuya sacrifices cannot equal to 1/16th portion of piety one obtains by following this Ekadashi. There is no piety in this world which is equal to the piety earned by observing this Ekadashi. Therefore, there is no other day as sanctified as this day of Ekadashi, which is very dear to Lord Padmanabh. O King, as soon as a person fails to observe Ekadashis, the sins begin to reside in his body. This Ekadashi awards its follower the heavenly pleasure, liberation, freed from diseased condition, beautiful women, wealth, and food grains. O maintainer of earth, if one observes this Ekadashi and remains awake on that night, easily goes to the abode of Lord Vishnu. Lord Krishna continued, "O best of the kings, by observing the vow of this Ekadashi, one can deliver 10 generations from his mother's family, 10 generations from his father's family, and 10 generations from his wife's family. If a person observes this Ekadashi, either in his childhood or youthhood or in his old age, he does not have to suffer the miseries of material existence. One who strictly observes this Pashan Kusha or Papan Kusha Ekadashi, then all his sinful reactions are eradicated, and at the end of his life, he returns to the abode of Lord Vishnu. If a person gives away gold, sesame seeds, land, cow, food grains, water, umbrella, or shoes in charity, then such a person does not have to go to the abode of Yamaraj. Anyone who spends his day without engaging in pious activities, he is like a dead man, although breathing. His breathing is compared to the bellows of a blacksmith. O best of the kings, a person who digs well and lakes for the benefit of others, donates land and houses, and performs other pious activities, such as sacrifices, is not subjected to the punishment of Yamaraj. As a result of pious activities, people live long lives, become rich, take birth in a high-class family, and become diseaseless. The purport is that the direct result of observing Ekadashi is to attain devotional service to Krishna, and the indirect result is to attain the temporary material benefits. Pashan Kusha Ekadashi ki jai.